Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle. I love being your host. And today we're going to be talking about hearing God's voice. I think this is something we probably have all have questioned. Can I hear God's voice? Is he speaking to me? Does he talk to me? Does he care about me? I know that through pain, it's really hard to hear God's voice, and the world, it feels so noisy, it feels loud, and that translates into our mind. We feel cluttered, we feel overwhelmed, we have that kind of mental chaos. And so it can feel challenging to feel God's presence and just even his guidance. And I know that I've had this conversation many times with my one-on-one coaching clients. More importantly, I've had to walk through this myself. And sometimes we think that it's these big moments and we're praying for these big revelations or these big signs that God is speaking to us. But I truly believe that it's in our everyday, what we would consider mundane moments, that he is speaking to us. It might not always be what we like. It's not always be what we hear, want to hear. But I just want to talk about some less maybe common strategies for quieting your mind. I just wanted to give us a different perspective, as you know, of what I like to do here, not just give you things that maybe you've heard of over and over and over again, but just getting you to think differently. If you have felt stuck, overwhelmed, you want Bible-based strategies to really get an emotional breakthrough, sign up to book a one-on-one consultation with me. It will be 20 minutes long where we come up with a plan together to overcome these thought patterns, to maybe it's releasing people, setting boundaries, working through that forgiveness piece that feels so triggering. Wherever it is, if you're struggling in that mental health or you've been through something and you need somebody to come alongside you that understands what it's like to go through trauma, book a free 20-minute consultation with me by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or wherever you're listening, there are show notes. So all you're going to do is click to the episode. Down below, you're going to see links, and you can go ahead and use that link to go right to the consultation form. Now let's go ahead and talk about how to hear God's voice today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Sometimes I think we have overcomplicated this. We've made it to be kind of God's over there, I'm over here, or we just kind of start praying for really big signs. I know that for me, it's easy to kind of think like second guess, you know, somebody that didn't grow up in the church, that didn't know God, that didn't know how to read a Bible, that didn't know how to find a scripture, and had this slow progression. It was really about what I could do. Like, I was checking the list, you know, that Christian checklist that we carry on, guys. Yeah, I had one of those where it's like, I did all these things. Why isn't XYZ happening? And that's kind of this performance-based genie kind of God. Isn't he just here to make me happy? Like, doesn't he want me happy? And all of these things, right? Which are not really scripture, but yeah, does he want to see you joy-filled? Of course. But I think that God speaks to us in so many different ways, but I also think our hearts have to just be open to that sanctification process and that renewing process as well. Because if we have a certain view of God, and I work through this with all of my coaching clients, if we have a certain view of God, it's going to so intimately and directly impact the way we hear him, the way we think we hear him, and the way that we want to spend time with him. If we're frustrated with him, if we're angry with him, if he's not giving us what we want, all that's going to impact how we hear his voice. So sometimes I think we can hear him through persistent thoughts or impressions. For me, sometimes I will not be thinking about anything in particular, and then all of a sudden a person will pop into my mind, or a common topic, or just something. And instead of me acting on it right away, I kind of sit on it and I ask the Lord, you know, if this is you, I know you're going to bring it up again, because this is our relationship. This is how he's kind of shown me, and even probably just some gifts that I have that I'm continuing to nurture. And so sometimes God will speak to us of ideas or recurring thoughts. Maybe again, it's that urge to reach out to somebody, to take a step of faith, letting go of something that's weighing us down. And all of that's always going to be biblical, right? Of what, as far as forgiveness, those things can weigh us down. They might be overlooked, but they're so powerful. Hebrews 4:12, it reminds us that the word of God is alive and it's active, and it's always, you know, penetrating our thoughts and desires. So that's important. That's how we can hear God's voice. We can hear it through our desires and passions. Now, not every desire we have is from God, of course, but God often places passions and dreams in our hearts as a form of guidance. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." It's more so as we align with him of what are you saying about yourself, God? He plants those godly desires within us. And I know this is tricky for some of us, but he does speak to us this way. He speaks to the people in our lives. Sometimes when we're not ready to hear things or in a place, he will, if that person allows them to, speak to that person to communicate. Proverbs 27:17 tells us that as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And so God can use the voices of others to help us hear what he's trying to say. When I say use, I should say partner, because that person has to be willing to speak, right? He can also communicate, and we can hear God's voice through even our emotions, right? Because what breaks our heart, we want to make sure it breaks God's heart. So we don't always think of the way using our emotions of God communicates, but when they're overwhelming, but emotions can reveal areas where God wants to bring healing or insight. I always like to tell my coaching clients, and what I've told myself for so many years, is that any pain point that we have is always an invitation from the Lord. He's not the author of our negative emotions, and he can use them though for this self-reflection. Because if you constantly feel anxious, he might be leading you to seek peace in him. We got to get curious about those emotions and feelings of, is God trying to work in our hearts in those times? Or do we keep kind of feeding off of that? So those are just a few. There's so many different ways, but God tells us that we can hear God's voice. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah needed to hear from God. He experienced a powerful wind, an earthquake, and fire. But God wasn't in those dramatic events. Instead, God's voice came as a still small voice, or as some translations put, a gentle whisper. I want you to think about your life and what you think that you're hearing, what you're trying to force yourself to hear, versus what's God's heart for this situation. Now, there's so many levels to this. I totally get that. But for 1 second, take a step back and just ask yourself, what maybe is preventing me from hearing God's voice? Is it pain? Am I angry at him? All of these things. So next is, how do we hear God's voice in our mental chaos and our overwhelm? Well, we really do have to anchor ourselves in scripture. Well, now you're probably going to say, Jess, when I'm angry and frustrated, the last thing I want to do is read scripture. Yep, I totally get that. My hand is raised as well. We want to just sit and being mindful and having meditation on the word. It's not about, you know, memorizing all these scriptures in those moments, but being with the Lord, taking it one verse at a time, and give your mind something to focus on, allowing God's word to speak over your life, not to be something or make it mean something. We're not talking about cherry picking here about scriptures to something that's going to make us feel good, but we need that tension of God teaching us something that doesn't always feel good, and also being willing to be with him when we feel that chaos kind of coming on. To hear God's voice, we have to create space for it. We have to create space for it. So we need to kind of think about those moments, whether you're in the carpool line, doctor's office. Doesn't mean that everything around you is quiet. It just means that you need to make that quiet time. And just maybe it's in the car with no music on and no podcasts, and you're just being there with yourself and with God. And he will speak to you in those places. He'll speak to your heart. I think the most important thing with hearing God's voice is being willing to listen to what he has to say. And it's going to sound like your own voice talking to you, but it's not going to be a condemning voice. Allow yourself to ask questions, because when our minds are loud and we're feeling overwhelmed, don't be afraid to ask those questions. Instead of shutting them down or forcing them into silence, what if you embrace them and ask them, like, kind of like these God-directed questions? We see this in the Psalms. David frequently asked questions like, how long, Lord, or why did you hide your face? These questions allow David to vent his feelings while also inviting God into the conversation. So we want to practice doing that ourselves. Like, what are you showing me in this? What perspective can I see? This isn't about learning purpose in every single painful moment. This is just saying, God, I know something's going on in me right now. Can you help me untangle this? Help me see you here. We don't want to focus on questions that push God away, right? And some of those questions can look like, why would you do this? Because that all comes back to God's sovereignty and our perspective of God. We want to practice gratitude noticing. I have really started to find God just in nature, the birds singing. Like, his evidence of who he is found in his creation. The warmth of the sun, seeing beautiful flowers. It's just literally seeing the goodness of God in nature, in your everyday surroundings. That's kind of how we can even hear God's voice, is seeing that evidence of his creation. We can do biblical visualization, because our mind is so powerful. As we know, we can make it believe things that were never true, never happened, but our bodies will act as though they were. Our bodies will act as though it did happen. And so we want to think about, what are we imagining? What are we creating in our mental image that's rooted in scripture that allows you to kind of take the overwhelm and the thoughts and really focus on God? God gave me an image a long time ago when I needed it the most, when I was really healing through a lot of the trauma and pain of my past, my 20-somethings, and in my teenage years, was me and him sitting on the edge of a cliff, and I was a little girl, and he was tending to me as a little girl. And as I've grown and matured in my relationship with him, I grew to be this friend, as if Moses were speaking to a friend. And I've grown up, I don't see myself as that little girl. And that cliff that we were sitting on, it was beautiful green pasture. And he would tell me, like, all of this is yours. And it was nothing more than this invitation. It was an invitation, because I was holding on to so much. And he was just like, all of this is yours. This beauty, this healing, it might not be easy, but I'm here. I'm here for it. And so that was an image that I will go to often in my mind, as I still see that cliff. I still see that edge. And it wasn't a scary cliff. It was beautiful. But now I see myself with him sitting at a table, like a coffee table, and we're having a conversation. That's where I go to. So we want to think about, how are we engaging to hear his voice, to be mindful of what we're thinking about? And it really helps you to connect to God, of just being with him, being in his word. But we have to make space for that. So as we kind of wrap up, I want to think about just some mental strategies to open up to God's voice. This is kind of that clinical perspective when we feel so overwhelmed, is container visualization for anxious thoughts. Sometimes we need to release those anxious thoughts in a way that doesn't feel like you're suppressing them. And one approach is the container technique. So imagine putting all of your overwhelming thoughts and worries into a box or container. And then I want you to visualize handing it over. Remember, I just talked about how powerful imagery is. So I want you to think about handing it over. And this allows your mind to recognize that those thoughts, they don't have to stay active, that you've entrusted them to somebody greater. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 encourages us to be present, to present our anxieties to God. So this is kind of this tangible way to release them, to give them over, putting them in a container, visualizing this. Another way is a body scan with just prayerful intention. I actually just assigned one of my coaching clients in our session today kind of a very similar homework, where I wanted her to pay attention to where the pain is in her body, what her pain is communicating to her, and what her pain needs. So a body scan is kind of a common practice for relaxation, but it can be more powerful when we combine it with prayer, because we want to scan each part of our body, praying over it and helping God to We're asking God to help us to release the tension in our shoulders, help us to let go of the stress in our hands, to breathe fully in our chest and in our stomach. And this also allows us to ask the question, like, where am I feeling the pain? Where am I storing the tension? And being able to help our minds get more quiet, our bodies get more relaxed, so that we're in a position where we're not rushing around, so that we can really hear God in those overwhelmed, those chaotic moments, because this is something that takes practice. And just like any relationship, we have to build that relationship. We have to learn to trust each other. We have to learn that person's character, their nature. But we also have to learn to hear their voice, because if we're in a store, I can hear my husband's voice over hundreds of voices, right? I can hear him call for me, but that's only because I spent time with him. So we have to do the same with God. If I know I can hear God's voice when I've spent time with him, and when I haven't, I can tell it's harder for me to hear, because it does come down to relationship. It doesn't come down to how many times you've read the Bible in a year or in your lifetime. It's, how has that word impacted your relationship? How has that word changed your heart and the way that you see the world around you and see God himself? I know, again, this topic is not always easy to work through or talk about, because a lot of that comes from our own pain. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Finally, remember that even when the mind is chaotic and God's voice feels distant, he is always near." He's always near. Thinking about Isaiah 41:10 and reading through that God is always near. He's near to the brokenhearted, he's near to us. And sometimes it's us changing our beliefs about God to get us to that point to receive that love. And if you have a hard time receiving that, if you feel stuck, if you feel frustrated, overwhelmed, I would love to work with you one-on-one. Go to my website, jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching, or click the link in the show notes to book your free 20-minute consultation today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.